You're listening to Off the Card, an action figure podcast, a show about action figures by kids trapped in the bodies of grown men. And here they are, Billy Cooper and Eric Murphy.
We are officially recording. How do we sound? Everybody hear each other?
I hear you.
I fucking like this.
You like it already.
I like it already. I'm still got to play around with the bringing in the other box and showing pictures, but I'll play with that on my own. I'll figure that shit out.
Cool. Wouldn't be the first time you played with it on your own.
No, and it probably won't be the fucking last either. Little do you know that every episode I've ever recorded of this show, I've done it without pants on. So
what? And now we have video. That's going to be.
No. That's why I put a t-shirt on. I take my mental patient robe off and I actually put a t-shirt on and I'm sitting here in my boxer briefs. So, you know,
well, whatever. That's going to be join us on the Patreon behind the firewall is the Billy without pants.
Billy with pants. Pay. You have to pay for that. It's only fans, motherfuckers.
Only. You know this is all going to be in the podcast.
That's cool. I don't care. So, all right, let's start then. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, no need to count it down. We're going to go right in.
Oh, we're going to go. Okay, cool.
That's all going in.
Why are you here? Never mind.
I don't know. I've been asking myself that for years.
All right, guys. So here we are, and Paul's going to edit or not edit. Who knows? Let's go ahead and jump right in. We haven't really done one of these since Faraday. I had a lot of fun there. We actually got to be in the same room together, which was really cool. So, toy news. Joe, let's have you kick it off, man. You were dropping the blowing up the hidden group, man, with all the knowledge.
All right. Well, I'll start with the Mezco stuff. They dropped some new pre-orders. The recovery suit Superman, the black suit with the mm-hmm. silver emblem and the mullet and the beard and the jet boots and all that. Looks cool. Not my cup of tea, so pass for me. The silver Centurion Iron Man. I think they announced it about this time last year. Went up for pre-order. Again, I've got an Iron Man. Gonna pass. It's nice that it's got the unmasked Tony Stark head. Uh-huh. But yeah. Then Storm Shadow finally dropped pre-order along with Firefly. Kind of their Firefly was the last day of May. I think it was them getting a jump on Hasbro and their Yojo June. Maybe trying to, I don't know if they're trying to steal a little thunder or what. But speaking of G.I. Joe and Mezco, the Destro finally arrived.
I've been watching and looking at your pictures. He looks really nice.
I haven't had a chance to play with him a whole lot. We're still almost done with the renovations, mm-hmm. and I'm slowly getting things up. I'm actually in my room with bare floors and everything, so I apologize if the acoustics aren't great. But yeah, what I've messed with him is, if all the G.I. Joes that Mezco do are like this, I'm going to be broken divorced.
Fair, man. Fair.
How does this
one compare to the classified version? Because I know you have that one as well.
Yeah. So, you get 3 head portraits, the classic with the angled jaw and cheekbones mm-hmm. and whatnot. And then, a more softer, I guess you could say, doesn't have the sharp, cheekbones and a somewhat creepy smiling portrait. It's weird because, it's supposed to be a mask and his mouth's open showing teeth, with the smile and whatnot. Otherwise, accessories, his briefcase, you can swap out the insert with the Build-A-Gun, mm-hmm. or it has like a control panel that is battery operated, lights up.
Nice.
Along with that, he's got a couple different wrist accessories.
I'm looking at the wrist like rockets that are like flying yeah. off with the smoke effects and the flame. Very nice.
Very cool. Several weapons, several hands. I mean, that's one of the things with Mezco, you get like, eight to 10 pairs of hands. Sometimes
they almost give you too many at times, in my yes. opinion.
Yeah.
If that's even possible. But I mean, look, if you're paying paying $100 for one of these, you know, you better slip like their mom's phone number in the back of the package while they're at it. So,
you know, but he's got the loose pimp chain. It's actually on a chain and everything. The collar
that's profit. Profit distribution Destro. Yeah. We can't do
profit pimp director.
No profit director. That's it. We can't do pimp no more. They frown on that.
But yeah, it's definitely ahead of the classified figure. It's got plenty of bells and whistles, just like any of the Mezco figures.
In your opinion, is it worth the $50 difference though?
For me, yes.
For you, yes.
I mean, I'm a Mezco collector, so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. If all you collect is classified, maybe not.
Probably not. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm one of my favorite, my two favorite, G.I. Joe characters, one being Roadblock, two is Firefly. And this Firefly just caught my attention. I was flipping through when all this stuff came out and I seen the attachments of like the drones that go on his backpack that have those things that float up.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that is, I think, what separates Mezco from the common yeah. big box store stuff. So, yeah, it's beautiful.
And that's another one. I think they first revealed it year and a half, maybe when they first mm-hmm. announced they had the Joe license, and just now went up for pre-order. So. That one's on the list too.
Yeah, I'm sure. I was looking through and I seen classifieds. They've been doing their reveals over the last couple of weeks, and there's some good ones.
Yes. So for Hasbro, it's Yojo June.
Yep.
And they revealed a grunt figure, which comes with the Steel Brigade helmet, so you can buy a bunch of grunts and turn it into an army builder in one single unique character.
Makes sense.
Which is fine. I mean, that's one way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Crimson Viper, those were pretty much just render reveals.
Yeah.
Then the Trouble Bubble finally went up for pre-sale.
Man,
with the Televiper included.
You get three different heads, man. I hope that I hope they make enough of these so you can army build these, because the price point was what, like $55 or something?
55, and you could order up to five through Hasbro Pulse.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I think that was the limit, was five.
It just looks like you should be able to army build this guy. You know what I mean? You got like the closed face, and you have the Caucasian face, and you have the African American face. It just looks really good. And that vehicle is just, it's small and it's relatively easy. How much was Serpentor with his chariot?
90.
He was 90. This is way better of a deal in my opinion, but,
absolutely. And I've got it pulled up on the Pulse app right now. It is a Pulse exclusive, so you can only get it through Hasbro's direct, and it's 55. It's still available. And let's see.
If I was a Joe guy, I would have five of these on order. If I was a Joe collector, as in and I'm telling you, I'm getting tempted because that Arctic Bat got my attention. Anything that's got a chainsaw arm makes me extremely happy. And it looks, with the chainsaw arm and everything, it looks like, and I posted it online and I got a lot of attention for it, it looks like the Reanimin from Invincible.
Yeah. I wasn't familiar with that character, but when you posted the picture, I could see exactly what you're talking about.
I looked at it and I'm like, oh, that's cool. But it's just the idea of a chainsaw wielding like robot. I'm like, okay, I'm in. But I can't.
That has a sidearm.
Yeah, he comes with weapons and a sniper rifle and all that. And I like the original bat head done in the white with that like turquoise or teal.
They did. Like that it's kind of a new, it looks like a somewhat new mold instead of just a repaint, because all the bats so far have just been different paint schemes.
You know what? Honestly, that's the name of the game now with the big box figures, as far as, you know, classifieds and black and all of the stuff that Hasbro's in. And I'm fine with that if it makes sense. I mean, honestly, recasting Cobra bats in different colors over and over and over again makes absolute sense because they're robots, you know, who cares? See what else I seen. Oh, so we can talk about it, 'cause it literally got funded faster than, this podcast, the Dragonfly. Holy crap. Yeah. That thing flew. No pun intended. Yeah. It went up and then I heard some stuff about it. And like, what was it? Just a few hours later, done.
Well, I mean, the reveal video was up. They started at, I think, 11 yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And they said before the video was even done, they were already a third of the way funded. And then 24 hours later, they are funded.
Well, they're giving people what they want. They're making a vehicle. And that vehicle is like, was it 250? 260,
what? 275.
275.
275.
So with shipping, you're going to get it for $300. And it's a 112 scale helicopter with like all kinds of crazy accessories and like nozzle, you know, gun flashes and missiles. And you get Wild Bill.
Wild Bill. if they get another 13,000 backers, you'll get Ripcord. And then. Is currently at 106.47% funded, so 10,647 backers. And then
we see something like this, and it flies, right? I mean, just moves like everyone's on it. And then we see something that we'll get into later, which was that Nitro stage. Yeah. Complete opposite reaction. Complete opposite. Blows my mind to see this. Like, I know Joe fans are pretty fanatical and stuff, but man, I just kind of like, oh, well, I mean, it's cool. It's a big giant helicopter, but here it is and it's happening. So
yeah, the temptation is,
yeah.
Yeah. Again, broke and or divorced. I don't know.
Yeah. But he who dies with the most toys wins. Or kind of what I'm told. So yeah,
figured out a way to take it with you.
Just burn it all. I seen we're getting, is this the first reveal of the Mr. Freeze?
So Mr. Freeze has shipped. People are getting them. This is another one like Batman 89 that people have been waiting like 3 years for.
Wow.
And again, not as mixed as 89 bats, but there's a lot of people who are, hey, I waited 3 years. It shouldn't be, I don't have it, so I can't.
Yeah.
It can't in hand, but, complaints about articulation. I mean, he's wearing again, kind of a suit of armor. I don't know what do you expect out of articulation in the thing?
I mean, it's Mr. Freeze.
It looks cool.
Well, I mean, it's like we hear it all the time. It's not like with someone that's wearing giant bits of armor and it's Mr. Freeze. I've never seen a comic book where Mr. Freeze is doing the splits and a 360 in the air.
Exactly.
You know, even in the video games, I mean, the Arkham games and stuff, when he's there, he's a slow plodding character. He's not like, you know, but yeah,
he's still a pain in the ass though.
Absolutely. I mean, all these years later and it finally came. So awesome. Mezco's finally getting their stuff figured out.
Yeah. And then, the Nautilus crew to go along with, Captain Nemo is shipping. I'm still waiting on mine to arrive.
Seen that. Looks good.
So
Mezco's finally hitting their strides here, leading into like convention season. So good for them.
Yeah. Which their MezcoCon is next week, starting on Wednesday.
So that's when they'll start revealing or.
So if it's like it looks like it's going to be about the same format as last year, where Wednesday we'll have an exclusive go up, whether it's pre-order or ready to go. I don't know. Usually the first day is 112. The second day will probably be Living Dead Dolls. And the third day will most likely be the 5 points.
That's what I'm into. Yeah. That's what I'll be waiting
and then,
on.
And then each day they'll probably do about three or four reveals, which varies. They don't keep the reveals specific to what the exclusive is for the day, and then contests, so on and so forth.
Okay. So that'll definitely be something we'll have to get to. You have this next week. We'll do the week after. We'll take notes.
Yeah.
I'll
definitely be keeping my notes next week.
Yeah. Eric, what do you got for us? Wrestling, horror, all that good stuff, man. Anything other than the Nitro explosion?
I mean, the big one.
Or implosion?
They didn't reach their goal at all. It didn't make it, which I expected to happen. there wasn't anything there worth getting. I mean, other than the stage setup, every figure that was in there was regurgitated from previous runs. I honestly think if they're going to start doing these stage setups and start doing the Kickstarter for it, I think they need to do pay-per-view ones, rare ones, things you haven't seen before, do a Halloween Havoc, do a Bash at the Beach, do a, you know, those big signature stage setups. Ooh. That are really cool looking. If it's a little bit more money, but if you did a couple of figures in your incentives of key matches from that pay-per-view. So if you did a Halloween Havoc, you could do Eddie and Ray from 97 in there, which everybody likes. Or if you do Bash at the Beach, you can do the Outsiders the day they brought Hogan in, which was Bash at the Beach 96. I mean, if you did it that way, I think they would actually clear their goal every single time. Those key moments in time. But as far as that,
it almost makes you wonder, like, you know, who's running that show over there? Because it doesn't feel like it's ran by wrestling fans. It feels like it's very corporate.
Yeah, the big issue that I'm seeing I've actually seen with a couple different companies of late, they just keep rehashing.
You're cutting out on us, man. That's all right.
You good? My computer did something
there
weird.
We go.
Yeah.
There we go.
But no, I just, they keep remaking the same stuff every year, and people, I think, are just kind of getting bored with it.
No, it sounds great now.
But,
yeah.
But then the only other big announcements were the stuff from AEW with Danhausen
and Rob Robertson. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I may have to move.
I can see, but yeah. Okay, there we go. I know when we were over in Robinson, our phones blew up at the same time because all those Danhausen figures went up at like the same time through like Amazon and all that stuff. So, did you pull the trigger on any of those?
I didn't, and now the Hookhausen is sold out.
I did.
Yeah, Hookhausen sold out already. I'll get ringside though.
I if it all comes down to it, get a hold of that, I did order two. So you were right there next to me. I was like, order two.
I think I'm gonna get the ringside one because I just like it, the packaging better. I think I'm gonna go for that one. But and then horror wise, I know Bride of Frankenstein just
when
shipped.
I got to see the packaging.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
Bride, and that's been really it. I guess some of the Gargoyle stuff. There's been a couple of those come out recently that shipped along with her.
Yeah.
So NECA's, I think, starting to get through that too. I'm interested to see how fast we're going to get to the other Ultimate NECA figures, as far as like the Nosferatu and some of the other ones that we had seen pictures of that we haven't seen, like announcement, like prototypes and stuff. We just seen like that one shot they give at the end of every year with all those figures. So that one's high on my list.
I think October.
See what
I will say. I'm kind of eyeballing the NECA con exclusive Alf figure.
Oh, with the yeah, the Hawaiian shirt and stuff. I've seen that, man. I've seen that.
At the very least, my wife would approve of it. So
there you go. What else did I see that came up was kind of interesting? On my end of stuff. I think me and Joe, did you get the Monkey King?
Yes.
Okay. I got one coming.
I missed out the morning drop, but I got it on the evening drop.
I had to actually, I was leaving the house and I had to pull off on the side of the road because I forgot that I left so close to 9 o'clock and had to order it off the side of the road with with Joy staring at me like I was insane. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, ordering Monkey. Leave me alone.
I just hesitated and hemmed and hawed. And then finally it was too late for the morning. And then I just made a decision. Yeah. All right. Evening drop comes. I'm pulling the trigger.
Yeah. Yeah. What kills me is
looks too cool.
What kills me is I like it, but I know I'm probably going to like the second colorway when they do one, you know, that they do one for the retailers. Right. So I'm going to get hosed
right
there. So McFarlane Toys and Warner Brothers Discovery Global Consumer Products announced a contract extension. So we're getting until 2025, McFarlane will keep making Batman toys. I mean, DC toys. So that
seems to be the only thing he's aware of.
Hey, man, they sell because I'm that Mark and I'm that guy that's going to buy them. I'm like, phone went off, was it yesterday? It's like, oh, Target's got the Yellow Lantern and Batman. I'm like, oh, pre-order? Yeah, well, shit, you know. What else did we see? Oh, was it Saturday or Sunday when Four Horsemen announced, like, all of that wave? Did you see those?
I saw those. I don't remember which day it was, but yeah, I remember I saw those.
Oh my Lord. I just looked at it. I'm like, oh, I'm never going to recover from this. This is ridiculous.
I'm just going to try and stick with the Figura Obscura with them. Cause I will. Yeah. That's another rabbit hole. To go down.
For me, I can't do anything other than like the darker side of it. I don't really like the heroes. I don't care for the Templars. And I don't really care for all that stuff. But for me, it's like they put up that, I forget his name. It's not in front of me, but they're doing like when they're like ogre troll size figures. And it's like this bad guy that looks like he stepped off of like a Slayer cover. I'm like, this guy's badass. I have to have all those. And
then the creature skull pack, one of the trolls has got the long elongated arms. You could basically make a skeletal gorilla.
Yes. Yeah. That's the stuff that I'm like, okay, I can't get away from that. I've got to do that one. So yeah, I haven't put my pre-order in, but it's coming. Man, what else did I see recently? There was some other cool stuff I seen. I think there was some wrestling stuff too that I thought was cool.
I don't remember seeing anything of late.
Oh, there was something interesting. I read something about them, the guys at, who makes the AEW?
Jizzwares.
Jazzwares, right?
Jazzwares.
Jizzwares. Jizzwares it is. Like they said that there's like this renewed thing where they're going to start putting figures back out in stores. And I mean, okay, I get it, but I haven't seen new AEW figures in person since I think maybe. I can't
say, are they selling well enough to re-release them?
Walmart not. Just got their unfortunately Ultimate Omegas in.
Oh, I did see that.
Okay.
I did see that over the weekend.
But
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's what you like. That's cool. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that LJN version of Punk. Damn it. That's what I need, which he got officially announced because coming back. So we'll see how that plays out. I have a suspicion we'll probably get an exclusive figure again of him, either through Ringside or through a retailer, for sure. Let me think. Oh, me and Eric, when we were out in Robinson, we stopped at a Books a Million. And I found the Michael Keaton Batman from the McFarlane Toys. And honestly, that's a really great figure. Like, that's one I'd like to do. I think I'd like to do a review of. It's a really good-looking figure. Like, shockingly good. You look at it, and you're like, holy crap. If he was to, you know, cover things up, you're like, damn, that's good stuff. So I was pleasantly surprised. On that one. And then find it of all places at Books a Million.
Books a Million.
Yeah. They look like they had the whole wave, though.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought they did. So, let me think what else. It's been so long since we recorded. We've skipped a couple of weeks on stuff, but damn.
I'll tell you one little thing. I'm really seriously considering is Hasbro did the cosplay Magneto helmet. They put that up for pre-order.
I've
about $100.
I've never messed with any of those helmets. They've been doing that a lot with, like, on the Star Wars side of things for a while, and some of the other stuff. But I've never. Yeah,
this is the first one I've really seriously looked at and thought, I kind of want that.
It would look good.
I don't think it'll fit on my fat head, but
well, no,
I don't want to try either.
Mine either, I'm sure, but it would look good on a shelf though. And
oh, absolutely.
It looks like, what was that company back in the day that did all the lightsabers and stuff? Master Replica.
Yeah.
It does kind of have that feel to it. It looks solid. It looks very solid. I've never got to mess with any of their helmets in person. I've always seen them, but I've never picked one up. And I've never, you know, had one opened in front of me. Yeah. I mean, they've got to be doing pretty good with them because they keep making the damn things. I think every GameStop I've ever walked into has got a stack of them over by the Funko Pop. So they got to be selling.
Right.
Oh, let's see. I knew there was something else. Damn it. I know I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it bigger than shit. Oh, there was something through. Something through Super 7, I think, that got my attention. They announced more of, like, they do the worst, and now they're doing the weirdest, which is like their own in-house like original IPs and stuff. Some of those have caught my attention. And then I've seen they're doing more G.I. Joes. I got to see the SpongeBob Ultimates figures in person last Saturday. Those are pretty awesome, man. All those ones that are based on cartoons are just fantastic. Like the Ren and Stimpy ones and the Animaniacs and all that stuff. Like me and Eric both were kind of looking at each other like, man, we could just clear this whole thing out and be very content. I mean, because they all looked really good. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
At the live show, you guys definitely piqued my wife's interest when you mentioned the Pinky of the Brain figures that they did.
Those look awesome. They look really good.
And again, not necessarily something that's would normally be on my radar, but would probably get approved by her.
Run it through the family's chief financial officer. I like that.
Bingo.
I should, my, Ronnie James Dio and Murray should be here sometime soon. Hopefully. And then I'm waiting because Super 7 announced they're making a DMX figure, which makes me happy. if they don't do the rest of the Rough Riders, I'm going to riot. So, yeah. sorry. What else did I see through them? Oh, the new Papa Emeritus 3. That one was a pre-order. That was a definite.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That was for me. What else did I see? Yeah, they had a bunch of stuff. But, yeah, the weirdest. I'm kind of waiting on those. I want to. There's a couple of them I want, especially like the count that's like made of like the vampire teeth and stuff. That guy just looks cool as shit. So kind of waiting to see what else they do, because they keep throwing different artwork up, and the art, some of the artwork, like there's this hand that looks like it's almost looks like it's a play on the old Muscle Man figure where they were just, it was just the hand. It looks like they might be doing something like they look like they may be doing something like that. And then there's another one I seen. It's like this hamburger guy. He's got like a rotten hamburger for a head. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Trash Squatch.
Yeah, this guy right here. Look at that. I mean, he's a big old hamburger on, yeah, head. He's like an evil version of like Mayor McCheese.
Mayor McCheese.
Yeah. Mayor McCheese is trying to eat our faces. So, yeah, I'm digging that. So, we're starting to see some stuff roll out for people are starting to kind of hint to things of San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So, those exclusives are coming. We should see some good stuff on that. And then you got all the PowerCon exclusives, which those look great. I'm going to need to take, probably rent a U-Haul to get all the exclusives back from that damn place. I'm going to bring everybody back, signed, Spencer Power figures. Oh, I mean, Pixel Dan figures. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. What else, man, there's a bunch of stuff. I'm missing stuff, but no, it's very bad financially around here. It's horrible. There's so much stuff that's coming out. Eric found me the variant of the Razor Ramon, him in purple. It's pretty sweet. I love the facial expressions, and I love they've got the different hands. Like he's got the thumbs, at, you know, the thumbs coming to his chest, and he's got the ones where he's like waving people on. They did all the hands really well. It's pretty sweet. I got the Andre in the mail, the Andre Ultimate. Or is it the Ultimate? Yeah. Is it Ultimate? Or yeah, the hell Ultimate. Is that? Is it?
That's the Ultimate. It's the white box.
That yeah. God, that Andre's amazing. I mean, I never thought I would want butterfly joints and on an Andre the Giant figure, but it works. it's pretty cool. What have you picked up, Eric? Anything good?
I got the Razor as well, the purple. I ordered it through Target, and it just showed up as the purple. I out of dumb luck, I just got it in the mail that way. Other than that, I went to Ollie's when they liquidated all the Ghostbuster stuff and picked up all the slime covered Pulse figures. And then I picked up Johnny Dangerously from WCW.
Oh, cool. It's like, it's weird. Like right now we're in this weird thing with like, didn't they make a Marvel Legends announcement today? Damn it. I think they did. I think they did. So I'm going to look it up. I swear they did.
I'm looking.
Cause I seen a Build-A-Figure.
And yeah. Yeah, they did.
That's what I thought.
It's the Marvels.
Oh yeah. It was,
Marvel Legends.
Hasbro.
Is it on Pulse?
I'm on their Instagram. Oh shoot, it's not on their Instagram.
Damn it! I'm gonna look up like Marvelous News. Marvelous News. Okay. I seen it and I was like, oh, that's a cool Build-A-Figure. I was shocked. But they actually did one that kind of came out of left field. It's all Marvel's themed. Okay, so we're getting a we're getting a Karnak for the first time in 1/12 scale. That's kind of cool. We're getting a remake of the Commander Rogers, like him in the brown boots and the see-through shield that he was packing for a while. Heroes Return, Iron Man, and we're getting Marvel Boy, which is pretty awesome. That's one of my more favorite obscure characters. And then the ones for the movie is Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and Monica Rambeau, Photon. And the Artemis Cho, Hulk. Artemis Cho's Awesome Hulk. Which is, I mean, that's fine. They've never really made that version of Hulk. So I can dig that. I think that's a good wave. I like that it's leaning heavier on like comic-based sculpts versus movie sculpts, because the movie sculpt figures of late haven't really been selling, at least not to what I could see.
No, they seem to be peg warmers.
I always go for the, you know, those myself. And what else did I see? Damn it, there was something else.
I know the new X-Men line is hitting shelves, which I'm considering picking up, like Chamber and Quentin Quire, Kid Omega.
Yep, those are looking good too. That's the Chode. I don't want to call him Chode.
I've always struggled with how to pronounce that.
Yeah, the Kid Omega looks cool. The Emma Frost looks cool. Corsair, Chamber. Yep,
Monet,
and Fang. Yep.
I think there's another Cyclops.
Chamber. No, it's Corsair. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And the Avengers line with the Leisure Suit Larry, I mean, Wonder Man.
That one too. At least they're starting to figure things out. I'm waiting to see the package finally change again back to the open, you know, opening or whatever you can see and stuff. So we'll see. Maybe that'll change. I wish they'd just go to those retro cards. Myself, I like that retro card stuff a lot more than they look cooler. They display better too.
I haven't opened them because I just haven't been able to open them or do anything with them yet. But at the same time, part of me wants to just
that's the same reason that almost all of my Super 7 stuff is in package, because the artwork and the packaging is so cool. So it's the same thing with those in a way. I'm like, do I really want to open these? Like, I don't think I've opened any of my Marvel Legends retro, like the Kenner size figures. I haven't opened any of them because I love the artwork too damn much. And I've just got a stack of them, and I haven't even got a chance to mess with them. So it's not because I don't want to. It's just, I'm like, man, I don't want to damage the package, and I hate to be that guy because I'm typically almost 100% an opener. What else? Damn it, I'm missing stuff, guys. I'm sorry. My brain, I brain fart today. It's been a very busy weekend. Oh, I got pretty happy. I got two figures I've been looking for. Brandon Barker, Warlords of War fame. I got to see him on Sunday, and he helped me complete. I now have a 100% complete Super 7 Phantom Starkiller run. I have the very first figure they ever released of him. I am now done. I do not need to mess with any more of those through them. Done. And he had an extra Masters of the Universe Origins Frogmonger. So I'm very happy about getting a frog figure. Hopefully, knock on wood, my niece doesn't steal this one from me like she did my frog man. And it's being held hostage in a toy box somewhere in the house. So I can't think of anything else. I can't think of anything. I don't think I have any pre-orders coming either. It's weird. kind of quiet. I say that, and tomorrow I get like an email from Big Bad Toy Store, and they're like, "Oh, you remember all that shit you ordered? That's way too expensive. It's all coming in the same truck." Yeah.
That's my worry. A bunch of the G.I. Joes, including like the trouble, stuff that they just put up for pre-order, apparently are already showing up in stocks out on the West Coast.
Well,
whether they're actually shipping.
Yeah.
You know, but they're already making it.
I did get an email. Luckily, it was a Kickstarter that I did. I did get an email that my Wave 2 Animal Warriors of the Kingdom are set to ship hitting America or hitting Louisiana on the 12th of this month. So I should have 2 weeks from then, give or take, I should have those in hand, which was most of what I ordered of those figures. And then a friend of the show, Matt of Ideas of Mars and the Armies of Ashmore, his Kickstarter actually wrapped up this weekend and kicked off. So, congratulations to him. That's absolutely awesome to see another successful action figure Kickstarter. The indie guys are doing well, so very stoked to see that.
Yeah, I saw that, and I got a notification. Big Bad Toy Store was selling the Army's Ashmore.
They're like, I think like $10 more if you didn't do the Kickstarter. But I mean, it is what it is. I think I got one or two figures. I didn't go all in, and it wasn't anything because of quality or anything like that. Those guys are awesome, and I've known Matt for a lot of years. It's just like, for me, it's like I want to test it out, and then I'll get the rest of them if I need the rest of them, and then the next wave I'll be all in on, you know what I mean? I'll just kind of feel myself out a little bit better than just jumping in at like $300 plus for all of them, which in theory was a lot better deal. Cause I still end up spending like 150 something after everything's said and done, for just two, but I can't wait to get those in hand. Maybe I think sometime early next year. So it's cool to see the little guys are making great figures. So it's cool to see this happening. I never thought we'd ever see just independent toys as prolific as they are now. So pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. What else? You guys got anything else?
No,
it's kind of been slow. And like I said, it's slow now, but here in a little bit, all hell's going to break loose. I know with Mezco, they got their stuff coming off. What else? And then AEW just had their big thing at the last pay-per-view. They had some really cool reveals, I thought. I'm not a big fan of Lucha Brothers, but I kind of want them Ultimate Luchas. Is that what they are? Is that what they call them? They're big box, like the Okini Omegas.
Something like that. Supreme. Unmatched, rivaled.
Unrivaled or Supreme, whatever. I've seen the prototypes of the Lucha Brothers with those giant like headdresses and stuff. I'm like, those are pretty sweet. Yeah. I kind of like to have those.
Yeah.
Visually, they're very striking. And I think that's what I'm going for more than anything lately. The toys is like, that's cool and all, I like that. But man, he just really stands out. And those, all that stuff from AEW, I like to see them tighten their sculpts up a little bit, because I still think the WWE guys are just killing them on the sculpting.
Yeah. You can't touch them.
No, it's ridiculous. Like some of that stuff is, like some of them, you kind of get a squint. You're like, is that Brian Danielson? Yeah. Okay. Maybe it is, you know, maybe it isn't, you know, but yeah, the old, it's hard to mess with those.
It's like their video game coming out.
You know, man, did you see, okay, we can talk about that. Let's go for it. I want to see a playable demo up, because it looks like a really souped up version of, that game for the 64. Which doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
No Mercy.
No Mercy. It looks like a souped up version of No Mercy.
Do you see who's in the season pass?
That's the motherfucker right there. They're going to try to get me for $80 on that.
Yep.
To get Danhausen.
Yep. Danhausen.
Damn it. Yeah.
Yep. And FTR.
Yeah, I seen that too. And like, are they going to hold CM Punk hostage as well? I mean, what the hell? It he's sucks.
In game.
But
he's in game. He just got taken off the cover for beating it. Yeah.
Beating those. I was listening to Cornette. They took him off
the cover for beating up little kids.
I was listening to Cornette not too long ago, and he lost his shit about that. About it again, of course. And he was talking like, he said, you come into a man's room and you want to run your mouth, he whoops your ass, and then he gets fired. How does that work?
Right.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah. You know, if my bosses ran into my office and threatened to whoop my ass, and I bite one of them and bash one of them's head in with a chair, I'm going to HR. I was the but yeah, I'm interested on that game. The game does look a little simple, but I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. But it doesn't look as it has all the bells
we'll
and
see.
Whistles.
I mean, there's a bunch of mini games that come with the season pass too.
I seen that too, man. I was listening to a guy break everything down. It was a YouTube video. It's all right.
It reminds me, remember the Mortal Kombat PS2 games with the mini games?
Yeah.
It reminds me of that.
Yeah.
You know what? With Kenny Omega, I guess, being so involved with the creation of this game, and he is a video game nerd out and out. I can't take that away from him. And he's about our age. In between all of us, really. What is he, 40, give or take? So he's a 64 kid, you know, and he you know, was there for the PS2 and everything. I'm sure that a lot of this stuff is going to be nice little Easter eggs back to those eras of what I call the blockbuster era of gaming. And that's not a bad thing at all. So, I mean, good luck. I was really waiting for an exclusive figure to get packaged with the game, because to me that seemed like a really good opportunity to like drop an exclusive, like they used to do. Like there was that Batman game, the Sons of Tenzu or something, and then like each version of that game, like the Xbox had a GameCube and the PlayStation all had three different figures attached to the game, dude, with pre-orders.
Yeah, one of the Raw versus SmackDowns did it too.
That's an awesome opportunity, in my opinion, to get a figure out. You know, even if you was to paint it, I mean, not to rip off NECA, but even if you paint it to look like it's 8-bit, like pixelized a little bit, I think something like that would have been. That would have been a really great idea. Cell shade it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what do I know? I just think it's a missed opportunity. Cause that's their demographic, right? If you're the guy that's going to buy the video game, don't tell me you don't have the action figures. It's like if back in the day during like when Madden was like so big, if they could have teamed up with McFarlane and done like some of their sports pick figures, genius move, right? I mean, that would have been genius. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, that one's going to be cell shaded. That's a cell shaded Marshall Faulk in his, you know, Rams uniform or whatever, you know, it makes sense, I guess. But I like to see them packaged with like cards and things like that. I mean, they could have done a little bit more than just that, I think, but I don't know. I'll wait and see the reviews. When's it come out? Like next week?
27th.
Oh, end of the month? Is it 27th? Okay. Okay.
It's the week after they put this, the week after Collision.
Oh man, I tell you what, I'm thinking about going up. I'm really thinking about it.
Good luck getting tickets.
I think they probably exploded after they announced him coming back. So, why don't he just run Chicago every month and just be done with it? right? I mean, really, he's going to bring in a few million dollars every month.
Yeah.
It's not like people aren't going to show up to see Punk in Chicago. I mean, that's like saying, oh, they're not going to watch Michael Jordan in Chicago. I mean, yeah. it's going to happen whether you like it or not. So, what else? No, I think that's it, guys. I'm good. We got stuff to wait for, so we'll be back in a couple of weeks, and we'll go from there. I can't think of anything. I'll have some news hopefully real soon about some stuff that working on behind the scenes with a figure, dealing with figures. So I'll be able to maybe make some announcements here relatively soon. So yeah, and then I'm in the middle right now of going through the applications and doing the second wave of applications for ITCE 2023. So we'll try to get all those knocked out too as well. Ain't that right, Paul? See if he unmutes his mic. He ain't listening to me. That motherfucker. All right, guys. We will call that a day. This is episode 18. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be back not next week, the week after, and we'll try to get something up. And eventually, hopefully, we can go live with these. We're just going to have to learn this StreamYard jobby. But I'm liking what it looks like so far, at least. See, we can move things around. And oh Lord, what did I do? I just hit the button. I just did something bad. I can do these and do that. I can do something else. And hell, I don't know. All kinds of fun stuff. So I want to crash this. I know it. It's like the whole system's just going to crash. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I'm calling tonight, and I'll hit stop record, and we'll see y'all, to talk to you all you guys later.